Glad you're here. Some not been able to come for a while. Glad you're able to be here today. Let's mind the Lord today. If you're here not saved, and the Lord speaks to your heart, you need to listen when the Lord speaks to your heart. Amen. The Bible says today, if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Listen to it.
Amen. Amen, Brother Rick.
Bless the Lord.
First of all, I want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen, Sister Carolyn. What about that?
Help with me.
Bless your heart, sis. Amen. Same here.
He's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen. Same here. Glory to God. Can't praise Him enough.
I pray that the Lord will help me because I made a mess of this the last time I tried to sing it.
Bless Him real good.
And I pray He'll get glory out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless Him, Father.
We have a heavenly home because of Calvary.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey.
It is. Yeah.
That's right. And this song's about Calvary. It's called Shelter of His Blood.
Bless.
praise the mind.
Amen.
I'm fixed upon it. Out of my redeeming blood. Here I raise my
how great a debtor,
yeah,
freely I'm constrained to be.
Yeah.
Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Prone to wander,
yeah.
Lord, I feel it.
Yeah.
Prone to leave the God I love.
Amen.
Here's my heart, oh, take and seal,
yes, Lord.
It. Seal it for thy courts of
glory. What a dream. Church back some time ago, not that long ago, about the writer of that song, and that's a wonderful song, and no doubt every who wrote that was walking close to the Lord.
Yeah.
But I found an article about the writer of that song, and sometime after he wrote that song, he backslid greatly and got back out into sin and wandered from God. And he became so discouraged and everything that he decided to travel abroad. And when he did, he met a wonderful Christian lady. And they began to see each other some. And she began to talk to him. And he'd always change the subject. But one day she came, and as they were eating lunch, she brought out a paper. And she said, I want you to look at this song that I love, that I found. And he began to look at it, and it was that song that he had wrote.
Yeah.
And he began to cry.
Yeah.
And said,
yeah.
I wrote that song.
Yeah.
I wrote that song. But he said, I'm so far away from God.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. And she read the line to him about streams of mercy.
Amen.
Yeah.
She said, that's for you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he wept his way back to God. And as far as I know, lived for the Lord the rest of his life.
Praise the Lord.
And, I'm just saying, you know, anybody can get away.
Boy, yeah.
You can yeah. leave the church. You
yes.
can, you can yep. you know, leave your walk with God. But it's wonderful, you know, that God is a gracious God, and
yeah,
merciful
brother.
God.
Yeah.
And he's a God ready to forgive.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
to come and
yeah.
with a humble heart ask the Lord to forgive us. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. We're glad to have Brother Sharp with us today.
Amen.
And his wife, and also his son Ben.
Amen.
And we're glad to have him here today, and glad it worked out he could come.
Yes.
And I know they get a lot of ribbon about their last name. I bet they do. And I can only imagine that. And I can just hear some kid aggravating Ben and say, you've been shocked, you know. or if he had children, maybe they ought to name it her name after, you
yeah,
know, after
shock. Right.
I've got a name kind of like that, too, and I get sometimes some ribbon on my name. But anyway, we are what we are by the grace of God.
Yeah.
And it's always a privilege, a blessing to have him
yes.
and Sister Barbara with us. They travel many miles over the years ministering the Word of God, getting the gospel out. And he's a called evangelist and does a lot of preaching all over the country and other countries. And so we're glad to have him today. And I want you to pray for him, and let's help him preach today. If you
yeah.
hear the truth, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, we're going to ask him to come, if you would, please.
There it is.
Thank you, preacher. Thank you. Well, it is a joy to be here.
Amen, brother.
We look forward to coming. Your pastor's been allowing us to come now for several years. And we anticipated, I don't know if anybody else does, but we look forward to coming. And we appreciate him being so kind to allow Ben to come with us. Ben's career Air Force. He's been in over 16 years.
Amen.
And he's got to re-up again by June. And you pray that that works out where he can get his 20 years in. They're putting him out now. Our sorry government's putting him out when he gets 17, 18 years in.
Yeah.
So not trying to start on a bad note. But if you would, pray about that for him, that he'll be able to get his 20 years in. He came with us, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. I don't remember exactly. Ben was here with us. And Brother Prophet took us down south of here to a fish place, catfish place. And he said, order what you want. He said, they'll bring you a platter of fish. You ought to get that big plate. And so Ben, I think, got that big plate. And it was a big plate. But we appreciate your pastor. Somebody said, do you like Rick Prophet? And I know they was kidding with me. And I said, yes. When I think of Brother Prophet, I think of the man of God. He epitomizes the man of God.
Amen.
I treasure his friendship, appreciate him being so kind to let us come. Next year, Barbara and I are planning on staying for your whole meeting.
Amen.
And your Jubilee
Amen.
Meeting.
Amen.
We've had to leave early the last 2 years. But we're planning next year, Lord willing, we're going to be here the whole thing. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to start with an unusual text for the Thanksgiving season. Thanksgiving time for us is special. Our family comes in. We had 23 Thanksgiving Day that had come in, and we make a week of it. They come in on Saturday. Some of them leave the next Saturday, so it's a real good family time for us. And we look forward to it every year. Exodus chapter 10 is where we're going to turn. Exodus chapter 10. And I am headed somewhere. It'll take me a little time to get there. As the brother said in Sunday school, I'm going somewhere. Amen. And I am headed somewhere in the text, but it'll take me a little while to get there. Exodus chapter 10. And read with me. From verse 21. Exodus 10 and verse 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Father, we do thank you for Bethel Independent Baptist Church. We thank you, Lord, for what we feel when we come here, the good liberty that's in the services. We do appreciate Brother Prophet being so kind to allow us to come. I pray you to make the preaching time easy, give us good liberty.
Yes, Lord.
We pray if there is one here unsettled, unsaved, or they'd see their need of the Savior. We're thankful, Lord, for this Thanksgiving season. Lord, it's a special time of year, and help each one of us who are saved to leave with just a better attitude of gratitude, more thanksgiving to you, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. As I said, maybe an unusual text for Thanksgiving time, but looking at this, we read here where Moses is talking about the 3 days of darkness that comes upon the land of Egypt. You know that God had delivered his people with a mighty hand.
Yeah.
How that the children of Israel had been in bondage down in Egypt for some 430 years. And when they finally bottomed down, when they came to the end of themselves, they cried out and God raised up a deliverer, Moses. Now, we know that God had set that all in order some 80 years prior.
That's right.
But still yet, when all this came together and they cried out, Moses appeared on the scene and said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh was much like government today, how that Pharaoh had the attitude, "Who is the Lord? Who is God that I should obey him?"
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, God began to send the plagues upon the land of Egypt, 10 plagues upon the land. And here we're looking at the land, the plague of the of darkness upon the land of Egypt. Just a quick thought here before I lose it. And that is that you and I, we had to come to the end of ourselves.
Yes, right.
We had to see ourselves as hopeless.
That's right.
Yes.
Helpless.
Right.
Come to the end of the line.
Yep.
And when we get to that place, then God will reveal to us the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But here now we're looking at this 3 days of darkness upon the land of Egypt. You know, man has some natural fears.
Yeah.
We all have some natural fears.
Amen, Brother Gary.
We're afraid of the unknown.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
In reality, I know we probably have some macho men that wouldn't agree, but we're even afraid of the dark.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember growing up, I had three brothers and two sisters. There were 6 of us. And I can hear my mama telling me, "Son, go down in the basement and get me such and such."
Yeah.
And I'd say, "Well, mama, couldn't one of my brothers go with me?"
Amen.
Now, why is that? Well, there's a switch there before you go, you know, as you go down the stairwell. But you had to turn around either way, and you'd have to reach out for a pull cord, because there'd be a light in the center there, and you'd have to find that pull cord and pull it, get the light out. And I just knew that before I could get to the light switch, some Hank would get me.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
But Mom would say, "No, you can do it, son. You can get it." Amen. We have a natural fear of the dark.
Amen.
Here it's talking about 3 days of darkness upon the land of Egypt. Look at something with me here in the text where it says in verse 21, "And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Darkness which could be felt.
Amen.
Amen.
It was 3 days upon the land.
Yeah.
When the darkness set in on Egypt, they could feel it.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, right.
It put fear in their hearts.
Yes.
They were afraid to move.
Yeah.
They was afraid to do anything.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's so dark they couldn't see anything.
Amen, brother.
Their eyes wouldn't adjust.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you walk into a darker room and eventually your eyes will adjust and you can make out, even if it's just images.
Right.
Yes.
But they couldn't see anything.
You're right.
That's right.
Yep.
All they could do was feel the darkness.
Amen. Right.
Yeah.
If they were sitting in a chair at the table, they didn't move for 3 days.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
They were laying in their bed. They was afraid to get out.
Yeah.
Amen.
If they were standing somewhere, I imagine they found a place to sit because they could feel the darkness.
Yeah. Amen, Brother Gary.
A number of years ago when Ben was young, he probably don't remember. He's so young. But Barbara and I, we were going on a little trip, a little vacation. And we just had the 3 oldest children. God gave us 6 in a 15-year span, but we just had Tanya and Gary and Ben. Ben was pretty young. And somebody said to me, said, "Well, you ought to go visit Mammoth Cave." you're going to be pretty close to it. You ought to, in your journey, you ought to go visit Mammoth Cave. Well, we'd never been in the cave, so I thought, well, I guess we can do that. So we went down into Mammoth Cave. Now, you folks, you're familiar with it. I'm talking about your homeland here. I'm talking about just around the corner almost, amen? Amen. But I this was back, like I said, back in the 70s. And they had, at that time, they had three different tours you could take through Mammoth Cave.
Amen.
One is you just went in a little ways, and another they take you a little further. And then they had a third one that took about 12 hours. They talked about going caving. And I said, thanks, but I've already got a life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we went down into Mammoth Cave. And of course, they're talking from a human aspect, and they're talking about the stalagmites and how you say all that and all that stuff. And the millions of years and all of this kind of junk.
Yeah, yeah.
But then after we got down in there, we took the shortest route, by the way. We took the just going in, that was all we was interested in. We could tell folks we'd been to Mammoth Cave. Well, we haven't been to another cave since. That was enough caving for us.
Amen, brother.
But we got down in there and they said, now we're going to turn the lights out.
Right. Yep.
We have to warn you that it will get so dark you will not be able to see.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
If you have any small children, you take them by the hand and you hold on to them. Yep. Don't let them hold on to you. You hold on to them. The reason being is that there's caverns and different things that if you ran in the blackness, you could fall into some place we'd never find you. You just need to stand still when the lights go out.
Yeah.
Well, they cut the lights out. Boy, you could feel.
That's right, brother.
The blackness.
Yes, right.
It was overwhelming. You could feel.
Amen.
Right. I don't know how long the lights were out. It really wasn't all that long. But people got nervous. And it seemed like a long time the lights were out.
Amen, brother.
And they were telling the truth. You couldn't see anything. And after a little bit, folks began to cry out, hey, somebody turn the lights back on.
Yeah.
And others would join in. Turn the lights back on. You could feel the panic. Turn the lights back on, please, somebody. Turn the lights back on. And they turned them on. But here what we're looking at with the blackness in Egypt and the blackness in Mammoth Cave, it pictures the blackness that will be in this place called hell.
Amen.
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 Yep. That's right, brother.
Yep, right.
Yeah. Somebody said, well, it's a place of fire. It is. Yeah. Place of fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
I read one time, though, that the hotter the fire is, really the less there, the light there is. But before I ever read that, I didn't have a problem with it. Because if he's big enough to by him all things consist, he can make a place so hot with fire and yet it still be black with dark.
Right. Amen. Amen. Sure.
That's right.
Amen.
Hell is going to be a terrible place.
Yes. Right.
Volcano.
It's pictured here in the text, 3 days of darkness.
Yeah.
Mammoth Cave. They could do an advertisement saying, see what hell is like.
Yeah.
The darkness of hell, the blackness of hell. You cannot see. It grips you. You can feel it.
Amen.
Right.
But there in Mammoth Cave, they could turn the lights back.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Yeah.
Here in the land of Egypt, God turned the lights back on.
Yeah.
But listen to me. There's no light switch in hell.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Yep.
No light switch in there.
Right.
You'll feel that blackness.
Yes. Right, brother. Yeah.
If you die in your sin, if you die without ever being born again, if you die without ever coming to trust the Lord Jesus Christ,
here's the Lord.
You will feel that blackness.
Yes. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
The only reprieve you'll have is when you're brought up out of that place called hell.
Yes.
To kneel before Him on the great white throne.
That's right. Amen.
To hear Him say, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire."
Amen.
I never knew you.
Amen.
You'll be cast in the lake of fire.
That's right.
For all eternity.
Yes, right.
What I'm looking at here is the darkness in the land of Egypt. But in verse 23, it says that the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Though there was darkness all around in Egypt, there was a place where the light shone brightly.
Amen.
There was light in this place called Goshen. There was light for the children of Israel.
Right.
Here's how I want us to look at the text. And that is that our world's growing darker.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm not getting on, but you're well aware of the condition of the land.
Right.
We're not what we used to be.
Amen.
Thank God she's still the best. Yeah. America's still the best. Amen.
That's right.
But she's not what she used to be. Amen. Darkness is taking over. We're being engulfed with darkness all around about us.
Yeah.
But God still gives us a Goshen.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bethel Baptist Church is a Goshen in a land of darkness.
That's right.
Amen.
Barb and I, as the preacher said, we travel. I'm not as renowned as he made me out to be. But we do travel. And you have something special here at Bethel Baptist Church.
Amen.
Now, I'm not trying to pump you up. I'm just stating facts. You have something unusual here. Amen.
Amen.
God has made this a place where the light shines bright in a darkening world all around.
Amen.
There is at least one place where the light can shine bright. Amen.
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 Bethel Baptist Church.
Amen.
Now, what I'm looking at is this. The question comes up when you think about the darkness upon the land. The question comes up, where was Moses when the lights went out?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Where was Moses when the lights went out? I've got just three simple little thoughts that I want to try and bring out of that thought. And number one is simply this. We're in a Thanksgiving season, a special time of year. And when I think about Moses in Goshen, I'm pretty sure that you'd find Moses giving thanks and rejoicing in the fact of that he was in Goshen. That he's rejoicing in the light of salvation.
Yes.
Amen.
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 I could just about guarantee you he wasn't sitting there in ghosts and saying, "Boy, I wish I was in that darkness."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen, Brother Gary.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm pretty sure he was thankful for the upbringing he had. You know, that whole story of Moses is amazing.
Yes.
How that God put that whole thing together. Here that Pharaoh made decree that they were going to kill all the Hebrew boy babies.
Right.
And Jochebed gave birth to Moses and concealed him as long as she could. You know, I preached that before. Your pastors preached it. How that She put him in that ark and set him afloat on the Nile. And he floated down and just by chance to the place, I'm being a little facetious there, where Pharaoh's daughter had come to the river, the Nile River, and she drew him out of the water, ark out of the water, and took that babe as her own. And Miriam, Moses' sister, run alongside and run up to Pharaoh's daughter, saying, "You want me to fetch you a Hebrew maiden to nurse this baby for you?" And Miriam went home and got her own mama. And Jochebed took that boy back home. I'm talking about the grace being bestowed upon the whole thing, where she nursed that boy until he got to be a young lad. And in those primary years, in early years, Pharaoh's daughter paid her to nurse her own baby. And she instilled in Moses something that never left him. You know, I think about all the anti-women movements that you hear about today. Hey, the greatest role is that of a mother.
Amen.
The heaviest responsibility lies upon the mom.
Amen.
Now, I'm not excluding the role of the father, but still yet that mama nurses that baby. But she instilled in Moses in them early years something that we read about in the book of Hebrews. And when Moses was come to years, when the time for the decision came, Moses made a right choice. And it goes all the way back to what he was taught by his own mama in those early years. But Moses made a right choice. Chose to suffer affliction with God's people. He could have been the next Pharaoh. He'd have been in line to rule over the world at that time. Hey, but he made a right choice.
Amen.
And now as he's sitting there in Goshen, I could just about see him thinking, "Thank God for mama." Hallelujah for mama. Because, see, he'd have been in the darkness. He's been still out there in the dark. But he probably took 59 laps around Goshen saying, "Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm not trying to bring the world in this thing, but you think about the song. Some folks like it, some don't, whether you like it or not. But the song, "I saw the light, I saw the light." He probably running around that place saying, "I saw the light, glory to God." Hey, he was rejoicing in the light of salvation. See, there's so many people that they'll look down on the Christian, saying, "You poor Christian. Oh boy, if they only knew. I'm headed to a better place." How we're on the winning side. How we're going to where there's no more. Hey, this is the best thing. This is the best life. Rejoicing in the light of salvation. It's amazing. If we were to take inventory about who we are and what we are and where we were when Jesus passed by, we were down in Egypt, we were out in the world, we were unworthy lot, but Jesus had mercy, God lifted us out, God gave us a new life, planted us in a new direction, gave us a new destination. Hey, you and I, we've got a lot to be thankful for. We're not headed for darkness. No, we're already seated in the light.
That's right. Glory to God.
Rejoicing in the light of salvation. There is only one way of salvation. We're in a pitiful day when everybody thinks it's the way of your choice. But the Bible makes it clear. Solomon tells us twice in the book of Proverbs. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. You may think you're all right. And most of the world does think they're all right. But I've got news for you. We were all wrong. Every one of us were wrong. We were born wrong. We acted wrong. We went wrong. It's only the grace of God that God turned us about that God showed us the light and God saved us by His mercy and by His grace. Amen.
Amen.
For if nothing else, we ought to be able to lift our hands and say, thank God, Jesus passed by my way. Thank God I've been delivered out of darkness. Thank God I won't have to wring my hands for eternity.
Hallelujah.
I've been saved. Hallelujah, saved.
Amen. Glory.
I'm pretty sure Moses was rejoicing and thanking the Lord, rejoicing in the light of salvation.
The riches of Christ.
But then there's a second thought. And I believe it goes together. And again, I hope you'll understand where I'm coming from. Look in the next page in Hebrews 11, Exodus 11, just for a minute. Exodus chapter 11. And it's talking about the plague that's to come, the death of the firstborn. And look here, let's pick it up at verse, just to put a little context. Verse 4, and Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the meal, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt.
Amen.
Death is never easy.
Amen.
But it's even worse when the eternity is so bleak.
Yes.
Amen. In all the land, such as there was none like it, nor shall be any like it, be like it anymore.
Amen.
Notice verse 7 where I'm headed. But, like where God put some buts in there. Amen.
Amen.
It says, but against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know, and here's the phrase, that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians in Israel.
Thank you, Lord.
Where was Moses when the lights went out? Number one, he's rejoicing in the light of salvation.
Right.
But number two, I believe he's walking in the light of separation.
Amen.
Yeah, right. Yes.
That God had set them apart in this place called Goshen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Usually when you mention separation, it's one of them words folks begin to cringe on.
Right.
Or they'll apply in the myth tree.
Yep.
But separation, see, you've already gotten quiet. Separation is not a negative thing.
Right. Amen.
Glory to God. He set us apart.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
He's made a difference.
Amen.
Yes.
The pastor's already talked about, therefore, by the grace of God, we are what we are.
Amen.
Hey, if it were not for the grace of God, no telling what we'd be.
Yes. That's right.
No telling where we we would be.
Yes.
Amen.
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 He's made the difference.
Yes.
Amen.
God's made a difference. Amen.
Amen.
It's what God's done in our
lives.
He's separated us from the darkness of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, it's a positive thing. It's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
It's a glorious thing that God has made a difference between us and those out still yet in Egypt.
Amen.
Amen.
So he's walking in the light of separation.
Amen.
Now I emphasize that because of all the times where Pharaoh tried to destroy the nation of Israel through compromise. You don't have to stay in Goshen. You don't have to walk with God. Are you getting my thought?
Yes.
Amen. Here, look at the text. Maybe you'll pick it up better. Look in Exodus 8. Exodus chapter 8. And look at verse 25. Exodus 8, verse 25. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. Those three words, in the land. In other words, Pharaoh said, well, you can serve your God, but you don't have to separate.
Yes, right. Yeah.
You can stay in Egypt and worship God. And by the way, there's a lot of places where they're doing that.
Yes. Amen.
They brought Egypt into the congregation.
Amen, yep. Brother.
I'm not trying to be negative, please. I know there's some areas that ought to be left to the past. But I'm just trying to make a thought. The separation is not that, you know, you don't do this and you don't do that. Could I illustrate it this way? There's causes. They don't drink tea. They don't drink coffee. You know, all these kind of things. Good night. Who'd want to be in that group? In case you didn't realize it, I'm like this till I get to morning coffee. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying, hey, separation is not...
Yeah.
You know, there's folks that they've never tasted alcohol, they've never been immoral, they've never been this or that, but they're lost.
Yep. Yes.
They've never been saved.
Yeah.
It's not that you're not this and you're not that.
Yeah.
It's what God has done.
Amen.
He's made a difference in our life.
Amen. Amen.
Separation. He's walking in the light of separation. But Pharaoh says, you don't have to separate unto God. See, but the very animals that they would offer and sacrifice would be repulsive because it'd be their gods. Amen? Okay?
Right. Yeah.
So he said, you don't have to. You can stay right here. But then Moses gives a right response, and Pharaoh goes on. Let's read verse 26. And Moses said, it is not meet to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, we shall sacrifice the abomination of Egyptians before their eyes, and they will stone us. If I could illustrate it here before we get to the next thought. You know, there's an excitement in the air. There's a jubilee. There's a anticipation. We're going home. All these kind of things. Amen? All right? But see, the world would say, oh, look at that. But I can guarantee you, when the football game was played,
yes,
yeah,
I am from Ardmore, Alabama, and I'm not trying to bring worldly things in, but there, Alabama rejoiced over a victory one way or the other. If Auburn would have won or Alabama would have won, there'd have been some folks happy and some folks sad, and they'd have been beside themselves. Okay, but see, the devil says you can't get beside yourself. You ought to sit like a knot on a log.
Yep.
You don't have to get excited.
Right.
Yep.
You don't have to worship your God.
Yes. Right.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, he says you can stay in the land. But look at verse 28. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go very far away. So, he tried to get him to stay in the land.
Right.
Moses
right.
said, we've got to go 3 days.
Right.
And Pharaoh said, well, if you got to go, just don't go too far.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen, Brother Gary.
Yeah.
Don't get too involved.
Yes, right. Right.
You know, after all, them Baptists, they'll make you crazy.
Yeah.
For what?
Hey.
You don't have to get all involved. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can go to Bethel, but just don't go too far.
Yes.
Right.
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 Some of your own things.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's trying to get him to compromise. Look in chapter 10 for just a minute. Look in chapter 10. And look at verse 8. And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go serve the Lord your God, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And that he hears Pharaoh, and he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you as I will let you go, and your little ones look to it, for evil is before you. Okay, Pharaoh says, you stay in the land. And then he says, well, if you go, just don't go too far.
Right.
And then he said, well, you go. You that are of age, go.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
But you leave your little ones with us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, some people actually think that, well, I don't want to force anything on my children.
Right.
Yeah.
When they get older, I'll let them make their own choice.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you, if the doctor said, give them this medicine or they're going to die.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't care if it tasted awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't care if you had to hold their nose and pin them down.
Right.
You're going to give them the medicine.
Yes.
Amen, Brother Gary.
Yep.
I can tell you the only medicine they've got for eternity is called Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Pharaoh says, give us your young.
Yeah.
By the way, that's why they have young people services and old people services.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Right.
Give us your young.
Yep.
Yes.
Right.
I knew it would be hard, but it didn't be that hard. Pharaoh says, give us your children.
Yeah.
But you know how it goes. But look at one more. Look at verse 24 of chapter 10. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. So Pharaoh says, okay, if you've got involved the family, take the children, take the elderly. Said, but leave your flocks here.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know what he's saying? Okay, you can go serve the Lord, but don't put no money in it.
Right. Yes.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
You can go to Bethel. You can go to Jubilee. You can go to all the services. But you know them Baptists, they're going to pass them plates.
Yeah.
Leave your checkbook at home.
Yeah.
Right.
Woo.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
You ever notice how it really stiffens up when you talk about money at church?
Right.
Yeah.
It didn't bother you on Black Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
It didn't bother you when you read the cereal papers.
Amen.
Boy, we're having a time now.
Yeah. Listen, Lord.
All I'm saying is, hey, you and I, we need to get involved in
yes,
this.
Right.
But the world's saying, no, you don't need to do all that.
Right.
Can I show you what Israel missed out on, what the children of Israel missed out on in Goshen? Okay? This it was such a hard thing to walk with the Lord. I know there's hard times, there's perplexing days, there's things we don't understand, but I read in the Bible that the way of the transgressor is hard.
Amen.
If you think it's hard walking with God,
yeah,
walking in the light of separation,
right,
you try walking away from it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The preacher's testimony about that song, the writer of that song.
Yeah.
He was miserable all those days he was wandering.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But look at what Israel missed out on. This will really help you. Look back in Exodus 8 again and look at verse 20. Exodus 8, verse 20. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there to the end, thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division, it's a separation that God makes, between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. And the Lord did so. And there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and in all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarms of flies. You see what the children of Israel missed out on? Boy, I can see them pouting over there in Goshen. Why can't we have flies?
Yeah. Right.
We didn't get no swarms of flies. Boy, we missed it. We missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen, Brother Gary.
Right.
See, the land of Goshen, there was a no-fly zone.
Amen. That's right.
Hey.
Amen.
Hey.
No flies in Goshen.
Right.
Hey. I don't know about you, but just one bothers me.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a swarm.
Amen. Amen, brother.
I've seen some of those cartoons when I was growing up where they get tired of flying, they get the shotgun and blow the house up.
Yeah.
See, they had flies in Egypt. But it wasn't no flies. Didn't need no fly swatters. Didn't need no fly strips. Didn't need no pesticides.
Right.
No flies in Goshen.
Yeah. Amen.
Boy, them poor children of Israel, they were really missing it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Walking in the light. Missing out on the flies.
Amen.
See how this thing goes. Look in chapter 9. Exodus 9. Then the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go, we'll Hold them still. Behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field.
Right.
Upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous nourishing.
Amen.
And the Lord shall sever, I like that, the difference the Lord makes.
Yes.
The Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. And there shall be nothing die that of all that is the children of Israel's. Mm-hmm. And the Lord appointed a set time saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. What are you getting at, preacher? Just this. Boy, them poor children of Israel, they missed out on the marine.
That's right.
Their cattle had to live.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Boy, this is such a bad thing, living for the Lord.
Yeah.
Our cattle won't even die.
Yeah.
I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
You understand?
Hey.
See, everybody says, boy, it's so hard to separate unto God. No, he does the separation.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, their cattle lived. Their cattle were healthy. All of them in Egypt had this grievous nourishing. Couldn't you see them children of Israel sitting over there? Boy, why can't our cattle get sick?
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, we ought to be thankful.
That's
right. Seems like things last longer.
Seems like things go better.
Seems like it's a better life.
Amen.
Seems like somebody out in the world has replaced their washer every 4 years. And we still got one running 18 years strong. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, you can't beat God.
Yes.
He makes a division and he blesses us in the separation.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, they missed out on the flies. They missed out on the grievous marine.
Right.
Look in chapter 9 and verse 22. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thy hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt upon man and upon beast and upon every herb of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground. And the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation.
Amen.
And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field and break every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail.
Amen.
Well, I like this.
Yes. Right.
I like the separation God makes.
Yes.
Amen.
I like the divisions He puts.
Yes.
Amen.
Hey, the land of Egypt is being destroyed. Hailstones like you can't imagine, mingled with fire. The land's destroyed. The land of Egypt's destroyed. Even the magicians and all of them come to Pharaoh and say, you better let them go. The land's destroyed. God's hand's against you. Hey, I'm here to tell you, God's hand has never been against us. It's only the goodness of God and the blessings of the Lord. Hey, even in the hard days, even on your worst heaven day, he's still the best there is. There's nobody like him. Moses wasn't sitting over there saying, why can't we have hail? Why don't we get hail in Goshen? No, he's probably running around thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, you're so good. Hey, we've got a lot to be thankful for. He's not raining down hail and fire upon us here in Bethel, in the land where God's chosen to show his light.
Amen.
Then look at one last thing. We already read it, but look at it again. Look in chapter 10, where it talks about the darkness. Where it says again in verse 23, they saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days.
That's right.
But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings.
Amen. Thank you.
There's always light at the end of the tunnel for the child of God.
That's right.
There's always somebody tugging. letting us know, hey, everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
God's not been dethroned.
Right.
By him still all things consist.
Amen.
He's still the good God.
Yeah.
Hey.
There's nobody like him.
Amen.
Right. Hey, you and I ought to. We ought to take high steps around the building, thanking God that we're walking in the light of separation.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory
to God.
What a good God he is.
Amen.
That he's made a difference in our lives.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, he's rejoicing in the light of salvation, Moses. He's walking in the light of separation.
Right.
But then there's a third thought here, and we'll end on this one. And that is that I believe Moses, when the lights went out, that he was walking, he was basking in the light of satisfaction.
Amen.
You hear the term basking when folks are basking in the sunlight, taking it all in, that kind of thing. Amen. You hear the phrase basking in goodness, stuff like that. Amen. Well, Moses was basking in the light of satisfaction.
Glory, brother.
Yeah.
The preacher mentioned preaching on Job. Job is, boy, the more I ponder Job, the more I'm amazed at his testimony.
Yes.
Yeah.
All that could happen to Job, and yet the testimony he carried through it.
Yeah.
In the book of Job, in chapter 19, verse 23, it says, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life,
right?
And he that hath it shall abide satisfied."
Yeah.
See, Job, having lost everything,
right?
Yeah,
was still satisfied in God.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
See, in Egypt, they're losing everything. Their world's crumbling literally before their eyes.
Right.
They've invested everything they had in Egypt.
That's right.
You know, we're in a time when there's much talk about the stock market and buying silver and buying gold. And I'm not anti any of that, okay? If you've got it to invest, that's good, amen? All right, but here's my thought, though. That some folks, that's all they have.
Right.
That's their whole life.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what they're banking on.
Right. Yeah.
I know individuals, my own brother-in-law, years ago had invested $10,000 into a stock. I know that doesn't seem like a lot of money to some, but to a Baptist preacher, that's a large sum.
Amen, bro.
And he was complaining how he lost all that in investment he'd made. But that was his life.
Right.
That's all he had.
Yeah.
I know another gentleman, I won't call his name, that he had a retirement fund and was it was being managed and all that. And when he got to retirement age, he thought he'd have, you know, something to help him besides Social Security. And lo and behold, all their investments went awry.
Yeah.
And when he got to retirement age, he had to work part-time.
Yeah.
Because all the money he had invested was lost.
Right.
See, all those things, and it's not wrong to have things, but if that's your whole life, you're going to come to a disappointment.
Right.
Amen.
Because you could have it all and not be satisfied.
That's right.
Solomon.
Yes.
Solomon started off on the right foot.
Right.
Solomon realized the great responsibility given to him.
Amen.
Yeah.
But Solomon allowed those strange women to steal his heart away from his God.
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
And after he had it all, Solomon at one time ruled the world. Nations paid tribute to him.
Yeah.
Right.
You name it, he had it. Any kind of possession you could think of.
Amen. Right.
Any kind of pleasure the world could offer. And when Solomon finally woke up, he penned down the book of Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole theme of the book is vanity of vanities.
Yeah.
All is vanity.
Yeah.
That's right.
He had it all as far as the world's concerned. And He wasn't satisfied.
Right. Amen, Brother Gary.
I think about the millionaire, and this is back when a million meant something.
Right.
And I don't know which one it was. Can't remember which one it was. I'm wanting to say get here, one of them. But somebody asked him, what would it take to satisfy you? And he said, one more million, another million.
Oh, man.
But see, the sad thing is when he got that, he'd want another.
That's right.
And he'd want another.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's no satisfaction in those things.
Yeah.
I think about how that you and I were saying, I messed up there. You and I were saying how that we can sit and eat popcorn and drink Kool-Aid or sweet tea and sit and play a game with the children and just have ourselves a time saying, isn't this something? Glory to God. We've got the best.
Hey.
I should put that mic somewhere else. Hey, what are you saying? I'm just saying, hey, there's satisfaction in knowing the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
We don't have to have anything as long as we have Him.
That's right.
A lot of thirsty people.
Everything can be going awry around about us, but there's just some kind of peace knowing He's still in control.
That's right. Amen.
I can hear an old song talks about try Jesus.
Yes.
Because He's satisfied.
That's right. Amen.
He's the only thing that can satisfy.
That's right, man.
You're right.
Amen. That's right. You're right.
Where was Moses when the lights went out? Rejoicing in salvation.
Yeah.
Walking in separation.
Amen.
Amen.
Basking in satisfaction.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Where are you?
Yes. Right.
Amen. The lights will go out.
That's right.
Yeah.
It will end one way or another.
That's right.
Yes. You're right.
Amen.
Where are you?
Yeah.
The preacher comes as they come with a song. I apologize for all the racket I made there. Father, I pray you'd help us to learn from this man Moses. Oh, God, what a testimony. Sitting there in Goshen, basking in your goodness.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, not to be an envious people.
Help
us, especially this Thanksgiving holiday time, our Lord, to realize the many manifold blessings that we have in you.
Yes.
If there is one here unsaved, help them to see that someday the lights will go out.
Yes.
There'll be no light switch in hell. The only hope they have is now, as God draws them, to come before it's too late. Help the man of God. Help him oversee the invitation. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher.
Yeah, all right, let's stand if you would, please. All right, I couldn't help but thinking while when he read his text, made his first few comments, and then all through the message, I couldn't help but think about an old preacher I heard him tell about he took a church in the mountains, and he's visiting some of his people, and he run up on an old widow lady up in there, and she lived by herself. And of course, folks live by themselves. They sometimes get a dog or a cat or something to kind of keep them company, and this lady had an unusual story about a parrot she had. And the old parrot's name was Polly. And the preacher said that old lady said that every day she'd go through the routine of this thing, and she'd go down to where a parrot was, and in the morning she'd say, "Good morning, Polly." And that old parrot say, "Good morning, Polly. Good morning, Polly." And said that every night, said she'd go down there and she'd take a towel, and since she'd cover that cage up with that towel, right before she covered it up, she'd say, "Good night, Polly." And the old parrot say, "Good night, Polly. Good night, Polly." And so did that for a long time. So one day, she fed the bird and didn't realize she left the door a little ajar, and the old parrot got out. 2 or 3 days, she couldn't find it. She finally found it, got it back in the cage. And said that that night, said she went to the cage and covered it up again. And said she said, "Good night, Polly." And said the old parrot said, "Good night, Polly. Good night, Polly." And But said the morning came, the sun come up, and she went in there and she took the towel off the cage and she said, "Good morning, Polly." And the old parrot said, "Good night, Polly. Good night, Polly." And the woman couldn't understand it. And on closer examination, she found that while the old bird was out, that the cat had got it and had scratched his eyes out. And so all she'd ever know was, "Good night, Polly. Good night, Polly."
Yeah.
And I tell you, there's a lot of folks that are not saved.
Yes.
And if you die without God, you'll go to that place the preacher preached about. And it'll never be good morning again.
Right.
It'll never be good morning again. Never, ever will it be good morning again. But for eternity, it'll be good night. Good night. Good night. Because there'll never be any more light. Let's bow our heads just a moment. If you're here this morning lost without the Lord, He loved you and He proved it upon the cross. He gave His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. He gave Him to pay for the sins of the world and your sins. For God so loved the world. But if you've never accepted the Lord and received Him as your Savior, the Bible said in John 1:12, "To as many as receive Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe upon His name." Only God can give you the power to become a son of God. But He's willingly going to do that if you'll come confess your sin and receive Him as your Savior. Hell's an awful place and you don't want to go there.
Yes.
You don't want to go there. I wonder this morning if there'd be one here today.
Absolutely.
You'd say, "Brother Rick, I've been living in this world for maybe 12 years, 13 years, maybe 15, maybe 60, maybe 70. But you'd say, I've never asked the Lord to save me. I've never called upon His name. I've never received Him by faith. And if I were to die according to the Bible, I'd be like that rich man. I'd lift up my eyes in hell. And it'd never ever be another good morning. It'd always be good night, good night, good night." I wonder this morning if you'd raise your hand this morning. And as far as I can tell, nobody's looking but just me. And God's looking on. And I wonder if you'd raise your hand this morning. Just by doing that, say, I've never been saved. I've never had a time or a place where I knelt and I asked the Lord to forgive me my sin, to save me. I've never had one. You've never had one. You don't have a hope. You don't have a whisper of a hope if you've never asked the Lord to save you. Is there one this morning? Lift their hand and say, "God spoke to me this morning. Lord spoke to my heart this morning. He's speaking just now. And I need your prayers." Is there one? I won't tell you. I won't come to you, because if the Lord tells me to, I will. But otherwise, I won't. And if you're here today lost without the Lord, you know, you shouldn't need no one to come to you. You should come. I know it's hard. I was lost one time, and I know it's hard. But if you'll make that first step, God will help
you.
If you'll raise your hand, God will help you.
Amen.
Because He's not willing that you perish.
Yes.
But that you come to repentance. Is there one this morning? Just lift their hand. Say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm lost. I know I am. I think about it at night when I go to sleep. I think about if I die, I'd have to wake up in hell." Is there one? Is there one? I'm going to ask the three that are going to get baptized, if they would, to slip out where they're at. They're going this side room over here, if you would, and I'll be there in just a moment. If you didn't raise your hand, you can still lift your feet and start down here. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I don't want nobody to know about it." Well, that's not why I had you to bow your head. It was so nobody would know about it. I just done it because it might make it a little easier for you to get started. But listen, Jesus said, "If you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you."
Yes.
You shouldn't be ashamed of Him. He hung openly on the cross, suffered, bled, and died for your salvation. You shouldn't be ashamed to walk out, kneel down, and say, "Lord, I'm not ashamed of you, and I don't care if everybody in this church knows
yes.
I'm lost.
Right.
I just don't want to go to hell."
Yes.
You want to come this morning? I'm fixing to turn the service over to Brother Nathan. And I hope.
hope you'll come. If you're a child of God today, Lord spoke to your heart, you need to come today. Brother Nathan.
See, just as I am, there's a Lord speaking to your heart today, I pray that you come to the altar.
She resisted the Holy Spirit. She rejected the message of truth. It grieved me in my heart, but just some people just ain't going to receive it. I'm glad for the day I received
yes.
it. I mean, I have to admit, I just like her. I resisted and I rejected, but God was bigger than me, and I'm glad He had His way.
Yep.
But I was as good as in hell for April 27, 1988. And I didn't even realize he was standing between me and that place of the damned, that place of darkness. But I am glad he did stand between me in that place, because if I'd end up there, mm-hmm. I'd be there for eternity. I appreciate the message
yes.
today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brother Nathan, I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. I want to thank him for this family and he's worked in their
yes.
life.
Yes.
And I praise him that he gave me the opportunity to be a part of it and
yes.
to see
right.
how he can work and take such, you know, just things that you would think would never, like Brother Ricky said today, or not Brother Ricky, Brother Shock, but, you know, when you get down the lowest, you know,
yep.
then that's when God can pick you up.
And, oh, yeah.
And when you think there's no hope. And, you know, I just thank him so much that I've been able to just stand back and to see his work at hand in this family.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, amen, Sister Pat.
Amen, amen. I agree. We need to continue to remember this family in prayer.
Amen.
Continue to remember them. Anybody else? Anybody else? Brother Mike.
Thank God that I've had some sad days in my life.
Yeah.
Never
been in the
dark.
Amen, yes.
brother.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Amen. Amen. All right. Anyone else today? Testimony. Lord, put upon your heart. We sure do have plenty to be thankful for. That's for sure. Yep. Anything else?
I just want to thank the Lord for the service today. Thank him for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Amen,
Sister
Mom.
I just want to say I love you today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Graham.
I'd like to thank you for the job you give me.
Amen, Brother Greg. God bless you,
brother. A lot of people
leave
the
fucking
back. Bless you. I'll tell them, I'll tell a lot of them when I get the opportunity.
Yeah, brother.
Sometimes God got to lay you flat on your back so you look straight up.
Yeah,
that's right, brother.
Had the opportunity this week. Had a man's wife was my patient, but I got talking to him, come to find out he's a Baptist preacher. He starts the church. Me and him had a good conversation for about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a blessing to get to talk to a lot of people.
Yes.
Right.
But you know, you expect a lot of people to think when they're laying flat on their back looking straight up.
Amen.
Yes, you're right, brother. You're exactly right. Anybody else? What about anyone else? Yes, Sister Jean.
Yeah, I just
want
to thank the Lord for
saving
me.
Amen. Yeah. Amen, Sister
yeah.
Jean.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Somebody else? Yeah.
I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul.
Amen.
I just want to thank you that somebody did
bring us
to me and
give me
a
time. Amen, Sister
Barbara. I had never been on a Sunday. I was lost. And I asked my husband, and we both went on a Sunday. First time we'd ever been on a Sunday. And
amen.
I thank the Lord for the preacher that preached that day on
amen.
On Luke 16.
Yeah, right.
I should have heard it.
I didn't know that I was going to hell.
That's right.
And I'm so glad we preached that day, and I'm glad we went to church that day.
Amen.
And we got saved that day.
Woo!
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Yep. You didn't know when you went that day you'd leave different than you came, did you?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. All right. We're going to be reading this morning from the book of Matthew, chapter 3, starting here at verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him.
Mm-hmm.
But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Yeah.
Then he suffered him, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased.
Amen.
I ask if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Yes. Amen.
In obedience to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and at his command, I baptize this my sister,
yes.
the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We bless you.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right, have you received the Lord as your Savior?
Yes.
In obedience to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to His command, I baptize this my sister in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen, Brother Reed.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Savior. In obedience to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And at His command, I baptize this my sister in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
All right, we're gonna sing "Amazing Grace," and so they're gonna come out as soon as they get ready and be up front up here. And as we're all start on this side, come around, you shake their hands. We'll be dismissed after that. So feel free to come by, and shake their hands, be praying for them. Like I said, but you free to leave. Yeah, amen. Let's sing "Amazing Grace."